And consent agenda items, tab three.
One agenda item this month, it is Elgin Nyer, is requesting after the fact authorization to retain a 120 square foot commercial pier extension and a 144 square foot commercial pier extension on separate piers adjacent to his property situated along Rozier Creek at 2066 Ridge Road in Westmoreland County. In this case, the applicant has agreed to a $1,000 civil charge, a triple permit fee, and triple royalties in lieu of further enforcement action. Just as a little bit of background, Mr. Nyninger is a commercial waterman. He owns Shady Lane Seafood. We had listed it as Shady Grove, and this is in Colonial Beach area. He operates his seafood operation from the property and has the two piers. Apparently, he was interested in lengthening those two piers and expanding his operation, and he contacted a contractor to look at the project and see what it would take to do the work, I understand. And then he soon went in the hospital for surgery, and while he was in the hospital, the contractor decided he would help him and do him a favor, not realizing he did not have the permits, went ahead and built his pier additions, and so they were built without the proper permits. In this case, Mr. Nyninger has taken responsibility for the misunderstanding and has agreed to the civil charge and triple permit fees and royalty. And as a result, we would recommend that that be accepted in lieu of further enforcement action, and we would then issue the permit for the after-the-fact construction.
Any questions on item 3A? Any comments from the public on item 3A?
I have one question.
Mr. Plummer.
Is there any type of penalty or other than the triple, the $1,000 civil charge, I'd say, and then the triple permit fee?
Right.
Is there any royalty in addition?
Yes, there is. The royalty in this case would be $1,584, and that is triple what it normally would be.
And this was a small, relatively small, 120 square foot and one.
That's correct. There were the two piers, and there was.
I just had never
put on the end of each one.
I don't. It's not regular that we see a after the fact put on the consent list, but I think it sounds pretty standard.
It is, and this is the kind of project we felt is consistent with the matrix we've developed and the procedures we've developed for consent items, and so that's why it's before you in this manner. And like I said. The applicant in this case has agreed to this civil charge in lieu of any further enforcement action.
Any other questions? All right, what's the pleasure on item 3A? Mr. Robbins?
Mr. Chairman, move to accept staff's recommendation.
Is there a second to the motion?
So moved.
Seconded by Mr. Tankard. Any objection to the motion? Seeing none, item 3A is approved. Thank you.